נחזור בעזרת השם ליקוטי מוהר"ן, תורה ל"ו. We learned a little bit on the secrets of the Torah Kedoshah, that from heaven you're shouting, screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so from heaven they're opening for you the secrets of the Torah. And we spoke a little bit about the meaning of that concept, the secrets of the Torah. That the secrets of the Torah means the simple understanding of the pshat of the Torah, what really Hashem wants to tell us from the Torah. Because a man, all of the Torah is hidden for him. The real will of Hashem is hidden from him. He can spend all of his life in the Beit Midrash to learn Torah and not to know מה אלוקיך שואל ממך, כי אם ליראה. Hashem just wants you to have faith. This is it. מה השם שואל ממך? כי אם ליראה. Just only that you're going to have יראת שמיים. You're going to have fear from heaven. Yes, Rav Shalom said that once, that oy, also. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu is rebuking Am Yisrael and telling them, what is Hashem asking from you? Only to be a Resh HaMayim. So Rav Shalom said, and to be a Resh HaMayim, is it a small thing, Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Gemara is answering on that. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing. Rav Shalom said, it makes things even worse. Because now if Moshe Rabbeinu, you know that for you it's a small thing, thank you very much, but you know that for us it's impossible. So why, if you know that you're the only one that achieved it until now, so how are you asking us also to achieve it? So it becomes to be not only hard on Hashem, now it's also hard on Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rav Shalom answered and he said that Moshe Rabbeinu, his meaning when he said to them, Ki im lir'ah, that you need to have yirat shamayim, he told them, if you see that I'm holding in that level, so what's your problem? You just need to listen to me. If you're going to attach yourself to me, I'm going to bring you to that also. Like I took you out from Egypt, like I gave you the Torah, I can also give you Yirat Shamayim. So by the attachment to the real righteous people, you can receive Yirat Shamayim. This is what that Rabbeinu said to one of his students, Ani otzar shel Yirat Shamayim. I'm a treasure of Yirat Shamayim. And that student, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac, I think was his name, yes, Rabbeinu. But in the Gemara Kedoshah it's written that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have nothing else except of Yirat Shamayim, or Tzar Shel Yirat Shamayim, a treasure of Yirat Shamayim. Means, so you are it. You are the only thing that important to Hashem Yitbarach. So Rabbeinu nodded his head. Tell him, yes. Sorry. What do you want me to... I say להתפטר? Excuse. This is my job, to be a tzar of Yirat Shamayim. I remember that once one of the friends here from the yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, he had that point of truth. He came to me and he told me, I thank you that you love a Rav. Because that you love a Rav, I love a Rav also. And I came to a Rav with that. And I told him, Rav, the students in my class, they love you because that I love you. So he told me, I know that. This is what it means, dignity and honesty, point of truth. That you know to respect the one that you receive from him, not because it is better than you, Chas Shalom. None of us is better. And even Rav Shalom, even though that we're going to respect him and going to know for sure that he's important, he's one of us. For an example, Rabbeinu is bringing in Rosh Hashanah, a complete Torah on Rosh Hashanah, on building the houses, the spiritual houses in Rosh Hashanah. And over there, Rabbeinu is explaining how to count the houses. And over there is no difference between the righteous man that brought all of the people to the people themselves that came. The rabbi, that he's the chief rabbi, on thousands of students, they all came because of him. There is no difference in Rosh Hashanah, and Ktanim, and Gdolim. There are no large people, no small people, no important people, nothing. We're all students that are making students. This is us. But the student, he has to have a karatato of gratitude to the one that gave him something. And the Mishnah is saying, my son, 7 years old son, he read that Mishnah in Pirkei Avot in Shabbos. He came to me, he told me, Father, I cannot keep that Mishnah. I told him, what? He said, it's too hard. What do you want from me? I told him, what? What's the Mishnah is saying? So funny. Which one he read? So he said, it's written, if your friend taught you even one halacha, even one letter, you need to respect him like you respect your rabbi. He said, I cannot keep it. What now? I'm going to respect all of his kids from school now, from Talmud Torah, like he's his rabbis. It's too hard. He's right. Yesterday, Baruch Hashem, I don't hear news, and I don't have television, and Baruch Hashem, not even internet, so I don't know nothing what that goes on, but once in a while someone is telling me, so in the evening, after I started my Bodedut, someone sent me a text that 13 soldiers, brothers of us, died yesterday in all of the wars and all of those actions over there in Gaza. I was in that time on the tzion of the Admor, me Rachum Srivka in Sanhedria, and I just fell on the floor. Mash, I collapsed. I fell on the floor. I couldn't function. Mash. I felt that sorrow, Sunday, to don't. Till Hashem is opening your eyes, it can be part of the news for you and means worth nothing for you. But it hit me so hard, mamash, I started to cry, mamash, I fell on the floor. And I was crying to Hashem. 13 people were not going to come back home, this is it. And families are ruined. It was so hard for me to understand it. And kept on praying, and after it I went, after a few hours, I went to Rav Lebovich Tzion, and I continued my Bodedut over there, and I'm standing and davening and praying and praying and praying, and it was already very late, something like 12, and then I fell asleep while just like that, and dozed off on the Tzion, standing on top of the Tzion, and suddenly I woke up in such fear, mamash, anxiety, it hit me. Mamash, I felt like, Chas Shalom, like, I realized they died. They died. What are you doing with it? This is it, they died. They're dead. So of course we have our faith. But in that moment it hit me so hard. And again, I didn't know what to do with myself. And then Hashem, Baruch Hashem, helped me to understand that even if a man now is walking in the field and his leg, Chas Shalom, been hurt, something, he's bleeding, something happened to him, a real horrible thing now, all of the rest of the body, not only that have to continue to function like he should, just also have to take care of that broken leg, of that wounded leg. And then I realized that even that Am Yisrael are one unit. Really, we are one human being. It's one soul. It's Am Yisrael, Hashem, we're one. Ke'ish echad, ve'lev echad. But still, there are souls that are like the leg. And there are souls that are like the heart. And there are souls that are like the eyes. And we're a complete human being. We have to learn that our job is always to push forward. Always to heal and to help and to support and to love and to care and to be in that pain, to be part of that body, not to ignore, not to say, no, it's not my leg. You cannot function, it's not your leg. Can you continue without the leg, denying that it's you? And it can be that your heart is damaged, that your heart is broken. It can be that your eyes been hurt, Chas Shalom. But when we have the power, everyone, when you have the power, you have to keep on marching to Zion. Have to keep on walking. Have to keep on walking to Eretz Israel. Have to keep on marching toward Kedusha, no matter what. Even if you're going to be the last one. Even if you're going to be the last one. Echaday Avraham, you have a job. We have to illuminate the world betuvo, with the goodness of Hashem. To reveal that secret that Hashem is one and His name is one, that Hashem and Elohim, that kindness and judgments are all one. And The only lackings that we have are lacks of faith. That we don't believe. And the beginning of faith is the faith in ourselves. That we don't believe that Hashem loves us. We cannot understand it. We have to fight for that. We have to fight on that. Think about David HaMelech. Look what happened with David HaMelech. And David HaMelech is a man of prayer. He's a man of Torah. He's a man of Kedusha. He's the king of Am Yisrael. He's the example for all of Am Yisrael. And David HaMelech's son raped all of his women, all of his shfachot in front of Pilagshim, in front of all of the public of Am Yisrael. And his son raped his sister, raped the daughter of David HaMelech, and pushed her out outside from the room naked. She'd been disgraced. Everyone saw that. And when he's going out, running away from Avshalom, then Shimei ben Gera is coming after him. And Shimei ben Gera is making it bodeduyot in front of all of Am Yisrael and praising Hashem. Thank you, Hashem Yitbarach. Thank you that Midah keneged Midah lo paska min haolam. That you're judging, that you're showing to us, that you're judging him. Why now we saw that his children are Noafim? Why now we saw? Because he's a Noef. Because David is Noef. You're making a show every night that you wake up Chatzot. Now we know what you were doing in Chatzot every night. You couldn't sleep from your lusts, from your desires. This is what that you are. You are a Mamzer. He cursed him Klala Nimretzet. He called him Mamzer. He called him Noef. And he's thanking Hashem, praising Hashem in front of all of Am Yisrael. People see. And David HaMelech, he wanted to kill himself. Vayavo Adarosh, the Tehillim, the Perush over there, they explained that David HaMelech wanted to worship idols. He wanted to avod avodah zarah. He went crazy. He lost his mind. David HaMelech, he lost his faith. But then he remembered, Hashem loves me. And Hashem is rebuking me because that he loves me. And then he said Hashem told him to curse. He realized that Hashem Yitbarach is rebuking him. And it's written in the Mefarshim, Rashi is saying Al Maaseh Batsheva, on what that happened with Batsheva. That David HaMelech is saying to himself, this is it. Yetzer Hara is whispering to him. Yetzer Hara is breaking him to pieces. This is it. Now Hashem hates you. Hashem doesn't love you anymore. Look what you've done. Now Hashem gave you midah keneged midah. He's punishing you on your mistakes, on your sins. Your tshuva haven't accepted. Hashem just was patient with you. He was waiting for you, but you haven't done tshuva. You haven't completed your tshuva. Now Hashem is punishing you. Here, look. Look, reality. Stop with your imaginations. I'm a chassid. I'm righteous. No more reality. Now look, bottom line. Look at your children. This is the proof. What are you holding? Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Abraham Avinu, Atai Adati, now I know that you're Yirei Shamayim because he saw the acts of Yitzchak. Now, only now, after 10 tests, only when Yitzchak sacrificed himself, then we could see the real Yirei Shamayim of Abraham. So now, when the children of David HaMelech are sinning like that, behaving like that, he fell down. And the only thing that helped him to strengthen himself was that faith in himself that Hashem loves him, that Hashem is kind, that Hashem is rebuking me because that he loves me, and now I can accept all of the rebukes and all of the insultings. And each and every one of us, the Yetzer Hara is not leaving us for a moment, 24/7, whispering. And talking like that snake that is coming and whistling in our ears all of the time. Pss, 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 all of the time telling us Lashon Hara on ourselves. Look at yourself. Look, what are you doing? La, what have you done? This is not a tshuva. It's not a limud Torah. This is not the way to be righteous man. You cannot complete. Look how low you are. How bad you are. How mean you are. Look what's going on. Look what Hashem is doing. Look at the exile. Look at the darkness. Look what's going on. We have to remind ourselves all of the time, Hashem loves me.
When a man is looking to find good points in himself, and he's looking to find good points, what he achieved, which success he made with Limud HaTorah, oh, I learned one page, oh, I made 1 hour at Bodedut, it's not enough. It's not enough. Because the man has got the Yetzer Hara to become to be Mashiach. So, when he's still not Mashiach, so alright, I finished 7 pages of Gemara today, but bottom line, I'm not Mashiach, so what is it helping me that I finished 7 pages of Gemara? I made 6 hours at Bodedut, but I'm still not a Rav Shalom Aruch, so... Well, it's not worth it. So this is why to chase after good points in that way, it's not the right way. The right way to find good points, this is the real meaning of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, is that you're going to see the good that you have in every point of your life. That you're going to see that Hashem loves you in every small thing that you do in your life. That you're going to recognize the goodness, the mercy of Hashem in every small thing. Hashem, you gave me a seat. You gave me a chair, a seat to sit on it. Thank you. It means you love me. It means you want me to sit. You gave me a table. Thank you, Hashem. It means you care about me. You gave me the opportunity to sit in Yeshiva. Thank you, Hashem. How can I appreciate it more? How can I thank you on that? Thank you, Hashem. You let me eat. Thank you, Hashem. You gave me food. It means you want me to stay alive. Thank you, you gave me to marry, to go to the mikveh, just a shower, to wash myself from the filth, from the sweat. Thank you, Hashem, you gave me the deodorant, you gave me shampoo, sabon, soap. Thank you, Hashem, in every small thing, you see that Hashem loves you. This is the right point of view, the right angle to look at things in the real perspective of life. This is the truth. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le'tiv Le'Nivra'av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do good with His creation. This is what that He wanted. So He created the world. So everything that's been created is for the good. And this is also what that it means, Shehakol Le'tova, that everything is for the good. That you're going to see that it's all good. All good. But start to feel it. Start to feel that the table is good. That the ground is good, that the floor is good, that the tiles are good, that the wall is good, that the lamps are good, that the fan is good. That everything is good. Everything. And if you put your point of view, your aspect on life, this is how you said that? Your perspective on life. In a positive way like that, so you're in Dvekut with Hashem, because you're always looking for Hashem. And what is Hashem? Hashem is good. And what is the Torah? The Torah is good. And who is the Tzaddik? The Tzaddik is good. And Rav Shalom said, if you want to see the soul of your wife, of your friends, you need to look at their good, because the Neshama is coming from Hashem, so it's good. So it's all good. So if you look at the good in life, you can see Hashem. You can see the souls. You can see the Torah. And then you're with Hashem 24/7. And this is that wall that you're putting against those 24 hours news that you receive all of the time, bad information on everyone, on your rabbis, on your friends from the yeshiva, on Baalei Tshuva. All of the time, horrible thoughts on Baalei Tshuva, horrible thoughts on religious people, horrible thoughts on righteous people, on tzaddikim, on leaders, on Am Yisrael, on the Torah, on the yeshiva. All of the time, Yetzer Hara is talking and talking and talking and talking. And if you're not going to fight back, you're going to win. How are you going to talk back? You have to believe in what that you're talking. You have to see that it's all good. Even if the Yetzer Hara is telling you, you're the worst one. You're not saying I'm not. You said, even if I am. Even if you're right, I am the worst one. And a horrible person like me, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu haven't given up on me. Still HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me that wonderful marriage to come to the Beit Midrash. You're right. I'm horrible. I'm the worst one. Thank you, Hashem, for the rebuke. What do I care? If still Hashem, you love me, so what do I care? Who am I? I don't care at all. I'm just begging. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, let me keep on praying. Let me keep on doing tshuva. Adrabah. Yetzer Hara gonna be in this day. Yetzer Hara gonna fall to sadness, to despair. Because when you believe in that power of prayer, that there is no low place that you cannot climb out from, because Hashem is with you. So Yetzer Hara cannot push you nowhere. This is it. If you don't care, if you don't mind, like Rabbeinu is saying in Torah Kuf Nun Hey, lo ichpat leklal, that you don't care. Oh, now you sinned. Look what have you done. You ruined your own shalom bayit. You slapped your child. You ruined the house. You waste all of your savings. I don't know what you've done. I don't care. I'm with Hashem. Hashem wanted it to be like that. So you cannot fall. This is real humility, that you don't care. You understand? It's the world of Hashem. And men just need to understand, to come to that understanding, that he's got a job to pull himself to Hashem Yitbarach all of the time, to make another step toward Kedusha. No matter where Hashem put him, no matter where Hashem put you, you need to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach from that place. And even if it's the lowest place of them all, you can never tell. David HaMelech, when he came to that rock bottom, to the lowest place in the world, this is the time that the voice from heaven, the Shekhinah HaKadosha, declared that David HaMelech became to be Bechir La'avot. He became to be higher than Abraham, than Yitzchak, and than Yaakov. From where? From that lowest place of them all, that he wanted to worship idols, that he, this is it. He fell from his face. But he strengthened himself somehow from that darkness, from that horrible place, and said, "En shum yeush ba'olam klal." There is no despair. Hashem loves me. And when he was able to say that, Hashem loves me, this is it. He became to be higher than Abraham, higher than Yitzchak, higher than Yaakov, that Yaakov was higher than Abraham and Yitzchak. He became to be the fourth leg of that holy chariot of the Merkabah. Becomes to be David HaMelech, Melech Israel, Chai VeKayam, eternal kingship on all of Am Israel. You see, it's going to be Mashiach, Malka Meshicha. Look at that power of simple faith. And in the time of test, like Rav Shalom said on the Noam Elimelech that I told you, that he said that he would be more than happy to jump into hell if Hashem will tell him. Why? Rav Shalom said, because all of his life was working on that, to accept every, to bless Hashem on the bad things like his blessing on the good, so he could say that. But even after that, after 120, really, he had that point of truth. So this is something that a man should come to, and he can come to that only after years of effort to get used to that this is really who that you are. In the time of test, we're going to see who you really are. Means that if you were working on yourself real hard all of your life, in time of test, you're going to succeed. No damage, nothing going to happen to you. Like Yosef HaTzadik. That all of his life he was working to attach himself to his father, to Yaakov Avinu, and he didn't remove Yaakov Avinu in front of his eyes, never, even once in his life. So in the time of test, he saw his father standing over there with him. He achieved that. It's because of the merit that he achieved by working real hard all of his life. Or not to forget his father. Not to forget his father. I asked once Rav Shalom on purity, on Kedusha. I told him, what's the strongest advice of them all on Kedusha matters? He told me to hold your rabbi with you. To know that your rabbi is with you. Always your rabbi is with you. Always to walk with your rabbi. Always, no matter where you're going, go with your rabbi. Go with your rabbi. Go with him. If you believe in him, take him with you. He's going to save you. We don't understand the power of righteous people. We cannot understand how much power they have. And even they themselves are not aware to their powers. This is how they stay humble. They cannot understand, Hashem cannot let them understand what really they're doing. The righteous people have such powers, enormous powers. They can save life in a moment. In 1 second, they just want that person to live, and this is it. And they cancel decrees with their will. Retzon yere'av yaseh. Hashem is listening to their will. Because they're so firm, because they're so yere'e shamayim, Hashem is listening to them because they care about Hashem. So Hashem cares about every thought that they have. Every will that they have, Hashem is taking it so seriously. This is why it's so important to come to Arav all of the time and to be blessed by Him and to come to Arav and to give to Arav even a small pidyon, even a few shekels that you have. Come to Arav, give Him a small pidyon. Give Him few shekels. I remember I came to Arav Shalom and I asked Him, once I drove Him out of town to a class, and I asked Him about one of our friends in the yeshiva that for over, you might know, something like 15 years, 13 years, he doesn't have children. And I asked Arav, how can it be that Avrech is so good and he's doing so many good things for the yeshiva and he's helping you so much and he's working in the yeshiva and an amazing person and he loves you so much, so loyal, and his wife also. Loyal people. How can it be that you haven't been saved until now? Arav answered to me, I don't know. He told me, what can I do that people are not coming to me? If people will come to me, even with a small pidyon, words of Rav Shalom, I can bring a salvation for them. But what can I do that they're not coming? How can I help you? How can I help you if you're not coming? How can I help them? If you're going to realize who is running the show, Hashem, and Hashem is good and doing only good, so you're going to always look for the good. Because this is what it is doing, Hashem. He's doing only good. It's a waste of time to look for Hashem if you don't recognize Hashem. You want to recognize Hashem. Hashem is good. Alright, so something good happened here. What is that good? What is that good that Hashem is doing now in my life? What is that good? And when you're walking like that, you're purifying yourself every moment. Every moment you're climbing in a crazy way. You yourself cannot understand what you're achieving every moment, which developments. You reach the heights, mamash. You fly, you're with Hashem. You become to be a righteous man, so righteous, so pure. You're in the speed of Hashem. You're in the speed of light. The light is good. The light is good. You see the light, you're in the speed of light. You're flying. This is it, you're flying. You with Hashem. Oh, that's good. Wonderful. Rabbeinu is saying, Shadam yodea shekol meorotav hem letovato. When a man realizes that all of the actions that happens to him in his life are for his own good, zo abchina, that aspect is me'en olam haba. It's like the world to come. What's going on in the world to come? You're climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing. Developing, growing. This is it. Enjoying, being satisfied, pleasure. Developing, growing, succeeding. This is it. Only good that is expanding, good that is growing, that cannot stop, endless. When you live like that, in that understanding that Hashem is good, that everything is good, it's like a life in the world to come. You can say Mashiach already came. This is it. Mashiach is with us. If we have those understandings, then we go in with those understandings. So Mashiach is with us. And the fact that we have difficulties, that we have horrible obstacles in our way, that we have horrible, horrible fallings and downs and pain, it doesn't change the fact that the truth is real, that Hashem is real, that the Torah is real, that the faith is real. The fact that it's hard for you doesn't change the fact that Hashem is good. Because that it's hard for you, so now you give up and you say, no, means that Hashem, start interpretate, talking nonsense, imagining to yourself stories like Hashem Chas Shalom is not good. Think about it, how many tunnels the soldiers, the army found? 30, 40, I don't know what, crazy amounts. Why before of that war, for 1 month ago, why they haven't used those tunnels? You know what they could do through those tunnels when the army is not there? Now that the army is there, today they catch a group of 15 terrorists. 15 terrorists all been killed today. This morning came out of one of those tunnels and died. All of those 15. Why? Because the army is there. If the same group would go out 1 month ago, it was like the Holocaust. 15 here, 20, 60, 70. There are hundreds, there are thousands. what they could do. They cannot move. They're paralyzed. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is putting fear on them. They cannot move. Hashem, He controls the creation. Why are they not moving? Why they haven't done all of that mess 2 months ago? 6 months ago? Those tunnels are exist for over a year. And they were not using it for nothing. Maybe drug dealing, I don't know what. Nothing, not using them. Why? Because they cannot move. Because Hashem controls the creation. And He puts fear on them. Rab once in Shabbos said, you know, here, across the street, all of those houses, you know how much weapon they have? How many guns and rifles and grenades and knives? You know how much weapon they have? Those houses here, in the view, you can see them. And they're afraid to use them. They're afraid to move. They're afraid. They're frozen. They cannot move. They're afraid. Once in a while, you hear them screaming. You see them being arrogant, acting wild, I don't know what. They're afraid to move. Why? Because of us? What we have? What do we know? Who are we? We don't have nothing. Just Hashem is putting fear on them and they cannot move. And you're not aware to your powers. You cross Shar Shechem and go over to the Kotel HaMaravi and you're all shaking from inside and you pray. They don't see that. You think like that. Those are your thoughts. They're looking at you. They see a knight. They see a warrior. Because they cannot understand where you take those powers to cross the Shuk Shar Shechem, the market of Shar Shechem. They cannot realize that you're afraid also from inside. Because they, when they're so afraid, they cannot move. They're paralyzed. But you, even that you're scared, you're going. And then, Malachav Yetzavelach, Lishmokan Rosenchecha. Angels are walking in front of you, behind you, on your side, and no one can touch you. Why do you think no one touched you? Because no one can touch you. If they could, they would. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connecting their thoughts to become to be like actions. Because if they really would have the opportunity, they would do. We know about them that they are Sonei Israel, they hate Am Israel. If they would have the opportunity, they would do. Testimonies for an example, I heard one story on the slaughter that was in Hebron a long time ago. There was a family, a woman testified that they had an orphan Ishmaeli lived in their house. He was abandoned as a baby. And their father, a Jewish, took him home and raised him as one of his children, mamash. And he was working and gave him parnasai. And he was 15, 16, worked in the farm. And mamash, he was being adopted and been treated nice all of his life. In the day of that slaughter in Hebron, he murdered her father. In that day, he took a knife and murdered his father, the one that took him, adopted father. In that day, didn't think twice. This is them. This is who that they are. This is them. This is who that they are. They're so low. They don't have no dignity, no, nothing, not even to themselves. They're forcing their own people, their own Uchlusiyah over there, the Palestinians, to die. And they're forcing them, they're threatening them, they want to run. The simple people over there want to run, to want to hide. You know? Bombings from the air, they want to run. They want to run to Egypt, they want to run to somewhere, to the sea there. Maybe they're going to have miracles also, the sea and the water. They want to run away from the houses, they cannot. Those Hamasnikim are threatening them not to move, not to leave their houses. They're threatening their lives. They want the people to die. They don't care about themselves, about their brothers. They don't care. So in a situation like that, that Am Yisrael, especially from the year of 48, from the time that Am Yisrael, and a little bit earlier, when Am Yisrael started to come to Eretz Yisrael, and to live here in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem Yitbarach is with us, you can see it eye to eye. You can see Hashem Yitbarach is fighting for us from the beginning. In the war of 6 days, in the war of Yom Kippur, things that, miracles that happened in those wars, and We weren't enough sober. We were too arrogant. We couldn't realize that Hashem is fighting for us. Immediately we thought that we're so strong and Tzal, our army. The army wasn't there and we were winning. The tanks weren't there and the Egyptians thought that the tanks over there and they ran away and there were no tanks at all. We were just recruiting the soldiers, Miluim, still calling soldiers to come, and they already thought that we are hiding and planning, and they make a U-turn and ran away, ran back to Egypt. And conquered Jerusalem. And Namash, Hashem gave us the land. Hashem just opened everything for us. And also today, which place in the world can receive 1,500 rockets, missiles, and nothing is happening. So now, because the Am Yisrael strengthened themselves so much, and really there was a huge wake up on Am Yisrael, huge waking up. So the Yetzirah cannot accept it. What? Really, all of our people saw miracles. Everyone are saying miracles. Everyone are saying there are miracles. Even Chilonim. People all saying with a full mouth, it cannot be. It's not Kippat Barzel, it's nothing. Can see miracles. 1,500 rockets, missiles are falling, and now nothing is exploding, nothing hurts no one. So, we have to go through a certain test. And this is the test. That soldiers are dying, that now in the battlefield soldiers died. So now, again we're in a war. Again we're in a situation. Again we have the free choice again. If to believe, if to ask, to question on Hashem Yitbarach Has Shalom. This is the test. So we have to strengthen ourselves just again in prayers. And to praise Hashem that He is fighting for us. And that He's always fighting for us. And to understand, if you're healthy, if you have powers, you have to go to Am Yisrael. You have to go to help Am Yisrael, to cheer them up. To give them an advice, to give them a book, to hand them a CD, to connect them to those wonderful classes that we have in YouTube. Soon we're going to have a site, Bezat Hashem, also. We're working on it, how Bezat Hashem. Just to make more distribution in the world, to illuminate the world with the goodness of Hashem Yitbarach. La'ir et ha'olam kulo mituvo. That everyone's going to know that Hashem is good. That everyone gonna see that Hashem is good, that everyone gonna feel. How people gonna feel if they're gonna start to pray. If they're gonna start to do it for the good. This is what that you can give your friends. The present is it for the good. Tell him, talk about it with Hashem Yitbarach. Just that, no matter what, he's talking to you about baseball, about whatever. Tell him you like your team, pray on them that they're gonna win the championship. Pray on them. You pray, you love your team, pray on them. Whatever he needs panasah, he needs shalom bayit. Tell him, talk to Hashem Yitbarach on them. You're going to see miracles. Promise him. You're not lying. You're counting on the Torah Kedosha. You're counting on the real words of Hashem. Hashem promised that. You don't need to be righteous to promise what did Hashem promise. You just count on Hashem. Hashem needs to pay. Hashem is the one that needs to cover on His words. And Hashem is, because you saw it in your life that Hashem answered to you. You saw it in your life. One person called me a few days ago, told me a story that he needed money for the bus, and he came to a certain place and he didn't have money for the bus. And he had to, a long drive, and he prayed to Hashem. He said, Ribono Shel Olam, please, I need to go back to my house. I need to take a bath. He didn't have money. Took his head down, saw on the floor a bill that was enough for the ticket. Just like that. How many times we saw those miracles? This is something that happens to us often, mamash. All of the time it's happening to us. To every one of us. Every one of us. Why? Because you pray. So you need to cheer up people to pray also, to open the mouth. Because of the sadness, it's hard to open the mouth. So you need to tell him, if you're going to open your mouth, you're going to feel free. When a man starts to talk to Hashem Yitbarach, immediately he feels so much lighter, so much easier, so much, everything becomes to be so, so nice to him, for him. He feels Hashem. Boy, say, be strong in that hafatzah, and to believe in yourself, that every word that you're saying to Hashem Yitbarach, you say to people, is important. And there's other Hashem, we're all going to see nice, sweet fruits from all of our actions. Amen.